bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, Becky Robinson, and Buggin' and Poppin'. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Scientists are reporting that a 6.5-ton satellite is about to plummet to Earth. Are you prepared? Well, you better be. Your odds of being hit by this thing are over 1 in 3,200. Wow. Think about it. Your odds of winning the Powerball are less than 1 in 195 million. But you buy a ticket for that every week, right?
Uh-huh.
That's why it makes sense to invest in protecting the safety of yourself, your family, and your property from satellite debris. Mm. How? I'll tell you how. By purchasing the Danny Jackson anti-satellite shotgun.
Yeah.
That's right. You have the constitutional right to bear arms in order to defend yourself from invading foreign forces.
That's right.
And that includes foreign objects falling out of the sky. Don't wait until you're in the emergency room getting a hunk of space junk pulled out of your ass. Right now is the time to act. Get on down to Danny Jackson's anti-satellite gun emporium today. We'll get you set up with a weapon that is guaranteed to take down any parts you see heading your way.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about a 3-day waiting period? Well, don't be. Our attorneys found a little-known loophole in the law involving filing off serial numbers. No ID, no delay, and no pesky satellites bonking on your noggin. So, get on down here today. We've got everything you need to defend against satellites. We've got weapons, ammunition, beer, liquor, fireworks. It's all right here at Danny Jackson's Anti-Satellite Gun Emporium.
Due to state and federal laws, we cannot give out an address or any contact information for Danny Jackson's Anti-Satellite Gun Emporium. But you probably know a guy who knows a guy who can tell you where to find him.
Yeah.
No credit cards or personal checks. Danny Jackson only accepts cash, food stamps, and boxes of cold medicine.
Get on down here before I have to move this RV to a different town.
All right.
If you're a cop, don't even think about coming here dressed in plain clothes and pretending you ain't. This is America. That's against the law.
Danny Jackson is not an attorney and cannot offer legal advice. Furthermore, no one besides Danny Jackson is liable for any injuries, litigation, or death stemming from shopping at his gun emporium. Not this radio station, not Danny's parents, not me, or even the guy putting in these sound effects. This is just between you and Danny Jackson.
Okay.
All right, now turn off the radio and get down here, you dumbasses. Oh, hey. Yo hablo español, amigos.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Kick.
Hey, there's Ace Cosby.
My dirty.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom, and Tom, we have a guest.
My man, 50 grand.
Uh-huh. Oh, come on. Oh,
sorry.
No, no.
Well, that's not who our guest is.
No.
No, I was just trying to just doing a little bro talk with a chick.
Bro. That's right. We're bros.
It was
right?
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm preparing to introduce two guests. Becky Robinson is the entitled housewife. She's on the Heavy Pour Tour. And we're going to talk with Becky in just a second. She's in her Karen-like golf suit. Help me, Christy.
Suit.
What do you describe this?
It's an outfit.
She's wearing a golf shirt and a skirt. Yes.
Would you call it a get-up? A lot of
and it's like
a lot of moms
call
say
it an iconic golf ensemble.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay.
In the
real world, you must be freezing in here because it's all.
Yeah, it's really cold in here. I run hot, so.
Oh, all right.
All right, there you go.
Oh, it's like in the movie that movie Body Heat.
That's right.
I don't remember where she says that. I run a little hot.
Oh, we are running a little hot.
There we go.
Caught Al Jackson at the club.
All right.
Okay, we're joined by comedian Al Jackson with the... Duck your head for 1 second, Al.
23 and G?
What does it say, 23 and G?
Yeah, that's the show I was telling you about, Tommy, the hip-hop show.
Oh, nice. Are you the host?
Yes, I'm the host and the creator since it's in my...
it's his studio.
Hey, hey, smartass. Turn it down, okay?
Is G, is that like a nickname or something? Does that mean something?
No, the G, it's like 23andMe, but it's like in G in terms of like the whole thing is about how we don't even realize how hip hop has completely influenced how we market things and rappers are the best pitchmen because they actually have demonstrated credibility in the marketplace. Like every time you see Rick Ross, he is around beautiful women on an island. So if he's telling you to buy this or drink this or eat this, he has more credibility. And so rappers are really more like travel and lifestyle bloggers. And so I get into that about like why they are so good at selling vodka and things like that. And it's because everybody wants to be them, and they demonstrate it. They're just not some rando in a commercial telling you.
Right. No, and I appreciate that explanation. So what does the G stand for?
Yeah, it's a gangsta, Tom. Gangsta.
Gangsta.
Okay. As an OG, Tom, original gangsta.
What we do.
I meant to ask you this, Al, and I finally remembered it when you're here. I love the Snoop commercials for Corona because especially the one he says, these are the Slim cans.
Yes.
And Slim's one of my old nicknames. And then he just says, you better ask somebody. And
chick,
it was just
it's
right.
So crazy you brought that up. I have a double episode coming out about Snoop Dogg because I had to figure out how he went from
being part of a murder,
a kid in Long Beach growing up in the hood, to like
how does murdering play into this?
he beat that case, and now he is a magical black man handing out beers on the beach.
Like he has murder is a case that gave me.
Now it's a case of Corona.
Now Al is Snoop a former gang person? Was like a Crip or a what's the other one?
Oh, no, I think that's a fair question. Was he part of a...
What is it now?
I don't think it's in the past tense. I think that's probably for life.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't leave the Crips like they're a book club that you're no longer interested in. Mm-hmm.
I have a couple questions. If I were to be in the Crips, say...
Yes. Now, is that with a T at the...
Do they do like with their do-rags, do they do like a holiday version? Is there like on St. Patty's Day, do they go for the green or do they... Because they were,
I think that would probably be frowned upon. I don't know if you want to come in with a whole new rebranding marketing concept or a major gang.
Let's go like Christmas with the Crips. You know, Burl Ives and a durag.
You could try it. I mean, it's an untapped market. You know who I feel like would be good at that? We could have Becky go in there. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves her. And I feel like you could like talk to them about maybe doing a little rebranding. You know, it's always time to update 2022. Well,
there's money on the table there, you know, with the custom do-rag. You know, we put up. Mm-hmm.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Becky, how you doing? I've been seeing your videos popping up on my stuff. You're killing it.
I'm
proud
so happy
of you.
To see your face. Thank you, buddy. You too.
Now, Al, can I make a suggestion?
To Denver, give me a holler. We'll break bread.
Can I make
Sounds
a suggestion,
great.
Al?
Talk to me.
I'm looking at your new neon thing behind your head, and all I see is 23 and because your head is in the way of the G. So you're either going to have to get another nail and move that thing to the left. Or
how many times have I heard move your head?
Or you're going to have to duck. Now, Al, I have a question for you. Last week, I taught you a new hip term. I want to know if you had a chance to use it last week.
Oh, I don't remember this.
You did. Yes, Becky, I want to get your input on this because I thought this was super cool. You know how, like, especially for language, there has to be like two or three generations that go by that don't use it. So it's like new to them. Mm-hmm. And that's really like what Tom hit me on last week. Becky, what would you say if you had $10,000? What would you call that? Like in slang terms.
Now it started, you were talking about $1,000 is what?
We were talking about racks.
Racks, yeah.
That's a thousand is a rack.
Or a G.
Yeah, you just say, I'm sitting on 10 racks in the club right now. You know how we do.
You'd say 10 Gs.
Would 10 be a brick?
That's a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
That's a really good guess. I mean, when I associate bricks, I think about unbroken down, unprocessed cocaine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's dense, that hasn't been... Yeah, that too, you know, but you know, that's where my mind goes. A lot of people go to masonry.
Or your dad was a mason.
Yeah,
Tom told me that back in the day they used to call $10,000 a king grand.
A king grand.
I don't know why. It makes me think of like King Cobra. I don't know, but like just calling it a king grand. Like
I see a problem here with all of these slang terms and all of this jargon in the drug world. What if you didn't know the right answer?
Right.
He said he was going to sell me a brick for a king grand. I thought it was $1,000.
Yeah.
There could be some confusion.
Wait, that's how they weed out
marks. Have to be serious. That's why I was thinking about that the other day, like how somebody, like, you know, that was the one issue I had with like Breaking Bad, which I'm, you know, I really enjoyed the series. But they never addressed the fact that like the drug world, you just can't be some square scientist that rolls up in there. Like there's like language that's used that you have to, and I know myself, like I'm 45, I got three kids. Like, I just know I would like, even if like I was a pimp, I would still be referring to my, like, I wouldn't call them hooker. I can't. So I just call them women I work with, just trying to be like woke and level up. But like at the same time, that might not get you the street cred you need. So I don't know. I don't know how you kind of transverse those two worlds.
Yeah.
And I look more like a narc than you do. And talk more like one, certainly.
But think about this though, Becky. If let's say you're the biggest drug dealer, from, and it's got to be because you're so, it's got to be like from Columbia? New Hampshire, yeah, all the way down to like some pleasant town in Upper Jersey. Like if you saw Tom come in, because he's so out of place in terms of that world. Wouldn't you be more intimidated? Like, what did he do to get the respect of all these other deals? Like, the fact that he's even in here, I would be like, oh, Tom's crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With the Ray-Bans and the hat with the Bahamas logo on it, mm-hmm. I'd be like, this guy knows what's up.
Exactly.
He's seen
Tom,
some
you're
things.
Terrifying.
Now, Al, explain to Becky what the purpose of this show is. Al, of course, is featured on the Daily Blast Live. But the purpose of this show is Al and I actually grew up about 1,000 yards apart in different eras. But
by the way, you're talking like I'm in Guantanamo Bay. But yes. I could see him through the fence.
Al is trying to teach me.
Well, the fence wasn't there, but it was implied.
Oh.
It was a financial fence.
That's exactly right.
Al is trying to teach me some more hip language, and we do this in quiz form. Al, get me going here today.
Okay, and Becky, we've been doing this for years, and like, you have to understand how much work we've done. I feel like I'm the counselor talking to the parent before they come into the room. All right, you're going to say this, but like, honestly, Tom's done good. So, Tom, let's show off for Becky right now.
Uh-oh.
We have family in here, so mm-hmm. let's do this. Tom, first word, you know this. Tom, what would you say? Like, what would I mean if I said main character? When would you use that phrase, main character, Tom? Use it correctly in a sentence, please, my brother.
Is this a romantic thing?
It could be, absolutely.
Okay, so you'd say, I'll tell you what, she's my main character.
and what would you be meaning by that?
Oftentimes during a movie, a project, the main character, their name is above the title.
Gets a lot of attention.
And Tom, before you answer, I want to admonish Josh for a second. Josh, I want you to know this. When I ask Tom for a definition and he just repeats the word back to me, that's good enough for me.
My apologies. I will remember that.
Tom, use it in a sense, baby.
I'm not so sure I have the grasp on what this might be. If you go to a social event, if you refer to someone that's the main character, that's like the person who is the most power in the room. Would that be it?
Josh, help him out.
I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess that it's the person who's most important in your life.
Wow. Knocked it out. What were you going to say, Christy?
No, I was just going to say that Tom's definition was just so Wall Street.
So I was going for more of a social situation.
Yeah.
So you just be like, look, right now, like, and I mean, this is true of the show. Like, Christy Lee's been my main character since what? 9 years? Christy, you know how I feel.
Yeah, I know, baby.
Next lifetime, like Erykah Badu, yep. Me and you.
That's right.
So that implies there's some kind of like,
mm-hmm.
Like your boo?
Does this imply that there's been,
carnal?
Between Al and I?
Yeah.
No, in our next life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. We have an emotional affair on air now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've never done the physical thing.
Okay. It is palpable, isn't it?
It's very palpable. I'm sitting right between here and I can feel it.
You better ask somebody.
Tom, yes. Let's do an easy one because we can't be over whatever the show. Tom, what does it mean if you're bugging?
He has no idea.
Of course, that clearly means you've had an encounter with some strumpet and she's left you with the crabs. Body lice.
Bugging.
Now you're bugging.
I got to go get the Quell lotion. Let her shave my body. Yikes. That is one sleazy broad. How did I do?
You see, she was bugging.
Yeah.
You hooked up with her, and now you're both bugging.
I think you started this, Al. You have to say that is correct.
Okay? No, I know, Al. I'm just kidding, of course. Bugging traditionally would be that is something that bothers me, that is really bugging. I have a feeling. Does it mean in the traditional sense of leaving? Ace and I were
no,
and we were bugging.
Not okay. Really.
Is it a positive thing, bugging?
No. How many positive things are associated with bugs, Tom?
Bugs perform a service in our environment.
Well, certainly, we don't need to
I'm not anti-bug.
Less than an amazing work ethic among the ants.
Certainly,
Dick, help him out, please.
Lift more than
I got
weight.
No idea. Bugging. I was going to go, you're bothering me. Stop bugging me. Or you're going to leave.
It's like, Chick told me he was going to let me borrow his car this weekend. I call him up Friday morning to come through, and he's like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm like, why are you bugging? Like, just tell me I can't take the car.
Oh.
Like, it's just like, why are you tripping?
Bugging out.
Very, very similar.
Al, you can't define something with another term I don't know.
Oh,
that's like saying,
trippin'?
Well, that French word, what it means in German is, no. So it means you're covered.
We got to bring this in for a landing, okay, and I will not get off this. We will not stop this segment without you getting one right.
I'm ready.
Especially we got Becky here. We got the people listening. Come on, Tom. Now tell us, what does it mean to get something popping?
to get something popping?
Popping.
Mm-hmm. Popping. Poppin'. It's idled over there. It's already. She looks like she's popping now.
Get it popping. So we're going to get this party popping. I don't know.
Yes. You're on the right track.
Yes. The G at the end there.
Just to enliven a situation with some excitement. And we're going to get this thing popping. I was watching C-SPAN yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Someone walked in with a lot of tie. Boy, that thing got popping.
Tom, I'll take it. That's it. We're going to get things started. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, turn it up a notch.
The C-SPAN reference. But I'll take it.
Yeah, okay, good, good. Al Jackson can be seen on the Daily Blast Live. And Al is a very fine stand-up comedian and also the host of 23 and...
G.
G.
Yes, sir.
And the G stands for gangsta.
Thank you, Tom.
Can I say perfectly done?
Hey, Al, if you do not, yes, I almost called you Ace because I'm very racist. If you,
okay, there you go. First step is realizing it.
If you,
there you go.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.